Now, what do you get when a bloke from Caboolture sits down in a Canadian craft beer bar and thinks to himself, you know what the world needs now? Well, it's 1 hour of comedy sprinting through every single death that was in Shakespeare. So our guest this morning is Dean Moles, and he's here now to explain himself. So come on, Dean, start explaining.
Right. Where do you explain? Volunteered for a decade and a half. I worked out in 2010 at QSE, been involved in the background, moved here 4 years ago, still involved with the Brisbane art side of it, haven't really got involved here, and then sitting in a bar, decided to write a play and things have spiralled.
Now, just before we go very much further, I'm going to let our listeners know that QSE happens to be the Queensland Shakespeare Ensemble. So that's pretty important to know about, Dean. So keep going. I think this sounds wonderful.
So I started this idea of a play, started writing it. The Anywhere Festival here in Moreton Bay. I thought if I live here, this is the festival I want to be involved in. I'd seen shows in the Brisbane side of it, but now it's like, well, it's here. It's where I live. Sent the application. They said, yes, well, we want it. And I went, okay. They said, well, just send us a precis of what is the show going to be? I said, well, every way that everyone in every single Shakespeare play, all of them, die. In and out.
Yep.
As a comedy.
Okay.
Which, again, seems like a ridiculous idea and is, but we've taken that ridiculous idea and just, we haven't put Sublime in, we've just continued to be ridiculous.
Ridiculous, okay.
On top.
Just running with it, hey? And now listen, the original story around this and around you, perhaps, Dean.
As I said, Shakespeare fan, volunteered with Queensland Shakespeare Ensemble. Yep. So Shakespeare's just run around in my world, and I just had this inkling of an idea. Because of my volunteering, I get to speak to actors and directors along the board and sort of throw ideas out, and so it just built a little bit more. Then it was one night sitting back after the finish of a play run, and I just happened to be sitting, and there were three directors. We're all sitting just down on a stage. And I brought this idea up and they all said, well, when are you going to do it?
Okay.
And I went, okay, and just put it to the back burner. And then, as I said previously, I was in Canada, had a day over in Toronto, sitting in this craft bar where everything else in the city is closed. They just shut everything up. So it's not about, I hadn't had time previously, but it was about perceived time. And I perceived that I had time, so I just sat back for 4, 5, 6 hours and just on my phone just started to put this together.
Okay.
And then the next thing you know, it's an idea. And it didn't go much more, and then the application went into Anywhere Festival Moore Bay, so I had to do more. And then they said, well, we're interested. Could you want to do this? So there was more. And then they said, well, we want the show. And I went, okay, now I have to do more. So all of a sudden we have a play written, then the trouble starts, of course.
Of course.
Like I need to find a narrator, I need to find a director, I need to work out how this whole playwright thing works, how acting works and how it all works.
So, Dean, going from a volunteer, which is a wonderful way to find out lots and lots of things and to meet lots and lots of people, isn't it?
Oh,
but you've taken it to the nth degree, for God's sake.
It is silly, isn't it? It is exactly that. All these actors that I've met who I still keep in contact with, so they were the first group I went to. So it was a group of about 4 or 5 actors and directors who were my mentor group of going, this is what I want to do. So they're the people who go, well, you need to do this and you need to do that. Oh, great. What do you need out of it? So, it's almost that network process, isn't it? I met all these people who had done it all, and especially when you're involved in this level of theatre, everyone does everything. I go to plays because an actor then is a director in another play, or they run lights, or they're front of house. So I've sort of picked up a bunch of different skills and then had to lean on everyone to get more of those skills very quickly.
No, it sounds fabulous. Now, look, I'm just thinking, I think Dave Allen has got a little bit of sort of, you've got a little bit of Dave Allen in you. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, the older generation know and love Dave Allen. I mean, It's a given, isn't it?
Yeah. So he for those who don't know, Irish comedian, 70s, predominantly at his peak. So it was him sitting on a stool. So this is the basis of my play, me sitting on a stool.
There you go. Good.
This is how it, and it, that very dry and off-wit process is a man who tells a joke,
mm-hmm.
like a man who builds. So he builds you into a story almost.
But he's got your mind working overtime as well. It just goes so beautifully, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so it was that, and then when I sent you the praises of it, there's another little link to Statler and Waldorf,
yeah.
who were the two hecklers, the two old men who were hecklers in The Muppets. So I actually have official hecklers in the crowd.
Good on you.
For my show.
Yeah.
Just, again, it's not the be-all and end-all, but it's a nod. Isn't it? It's about taking something else and just putting an edge on it.
This is starting to sound exciting. Anyway, all right. So come back to writing this play, for goodness sake. As you said, just did a whole lot of notes and 4 or 5 hours later you've got a whole lot of stuff. But now, because of the Everywhere Festival, we've got to get down to really the nitty-gritty, haven't we?
Yeah.
Got to get into it.
It was, again, I was sort of lucky – Miss Google's wonderful, trying to find ideas of formats, and they went to these directors to get them to run their eye over it and tell me what I'm doing right and wrong. But it's a steep learning curve, like having to do something that I've never done before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like all those things, isn't it? If you don't do it, it's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was well and truly – I can't tell you how many rewrites this thing has had, like just over and over and over again. But that's what it's about, isn't mm-hmm. it? Like mm-hmm. ask people who are better than you, with more experience yep. than you, how to get something to work.
Now, you've mentioned the rewrites. So the hardest part is the structure, the cuts, the choosing what deaths that you want to have in there and which ones should be cut out. I mean, that's all hard yakka, isn't it?
Yeah. I actually found the hardest part out of it was when I first got involved with my director, who's out of the King Street Players, so a local little theatre group here, was that I'm writing everything for me, projecting
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, well, no, you need to write it for the audience.
Yes.
So the structure and all those processes, oh, God, they were hard. And you have to find a mindset and chase that mindset and then work out how you're going to get flow to work. But definitely the biggest thing was understanding that what I thought was writing a play isn't writing a play, because I'm writing it heading out to the audience yep. when I need to be looking at it from the audience's point of view,
looking back at you.
So that has been that's been a tough learn.
I'll betcha. But all good fun, and you know the play itself. I should say, is if we just have a damn good time.
That's the whole process. When I wrote it, it was to try. Chase that for people to just sit back and go, different. There is nothing else going on.
No.
Turn the world off for an hour
yep.
and we're just going to put you in a room and just keep on leading you astray.
Sounds
one
good.
After the other. There is slapstick. There's horrible puns. Horrible, horrible puns. There are dance scenes that I threw everything at it. Because I think if you're going to do one thing,
yeah, go for it.
You might as well do 100 because it's still difficult. And I'm paying the price for it now.
Just on that, you know, when you're baking a cake, you pretty well stick to the recipe, don't you?
Yeah.
So you're not sticking to the recipe, are you?
No. This has been the process of going, how do you get all those different ingredients and all those different ideas to even closely resemble a play.
What you want it to.
Like
yeah.
to just something that you can call something. So, yes, it is well and truly a roller coaster, but I think sometimes that's what people want. People just want to be able to turn off everything else. And this is what this is about, is that you're going to be too busy with your head into this to know what else is going on around you.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that's what I want.
I think we've forgotten how to have fun without being stupid. There's some TV shows now that you just look at these intelligent people and you think, oh, my God, how could you possibly act like that? But you don't need to be stupid to have a lot of fun. And I hark back to Dave Allen and the two guys in The Muppets. that was good fun. Good, clean, good fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, and this is that whole idea of, yeah, you can still be smart. So there will be things there that very few of the audiences will get until we explain them away to you.
Okay.
And I'm quite happy for it to be that.
Hmm.
I'm quite happy that I don't have to be sitting into something and dumb it down.
Yeah.
No. I wrote it. Let's put it out there in the world. And if you're sitting back afterwards still scratching your head, great. This opens us to, up again to other talk things. And let's go and talk about it and go, how did we get to there? Why did we get to there? Let's do that.
Gosh. Dean, tell us a little bit about where you're performing for the Anywhere Festival. And, I mean, it's going to be a great festival and let's just look forward to that. So give us some of the times and dates and things like that so we can note that.
So I've got four shows coming up, two at Buddy's Brewing in Burpengary on the 9th and the 23rd, the two Saturday matinee shows.
Okay.
Interesting little space again, like 50 people in it, really unusual space, and that's what Anywhere Festival's about, anything except traditional theatre.
Yep.
The middle weekend, which is, I think it might be the 17th, is a Sunday show at Hip Hop Brewers in Brendale.
Yep.
So a bigger venue, but still the same thing again. Definitely not built for anything else. And then I snuck in, before I'd even sold a ticket for this show, I asked the festival whether I could put on a fourth show, and that's at Friends of Lagoon Creek.
So at Lagoon Creek, I'm thinking, Dean, a little bit of home crowd pressure there?
Actually, the opposite.
Oh, okay.
I think because it's a venue that I chased and I love finding little spaces. I've seen some incredible little shows in unusual places. So I'm just in love with the space.
Okay.
So I actually, it's the one I'm relaxed about. And okay. As you said, it probably should be the opposite, but no.
It's not.
Is just, we're surrounded by plants.
Good.
They're going to put fairy lights up.
Are they?
We have a cheese and wine bar set
up.
And we just want to just absorb this being in a closed world.
Okay, so that'll be happening similarly at Buddy's Brewing and Hip Hop as well?
No, they're all licensed, so they'll supply their own. You can buy beer, drinks and food just out of them.
Okay,
so,
the
Friends at Lagoon Creek, just because it's not licensed, we're licensed then under the festival.
Of course.
And just gives us an excuse to,
again, their
creative producer just said, let's turn it into wine and cheese night. And I went, well, that seems like a good idea.
Yeah, it does. Okay, now looking ahead, Dean. Come on, tell us a bit about that.
First show in a week. I'm really hoping to get these shows, and well, we're going to develop as we go along, but we've fine-tuned everything at this point in time with our director and our narrator, and we really want to just get out there for the people and talk about the first show afterwards and just chat to the audience, because I want people to sit back and be thinking about it afterwards.
Okay.
Even if it's just a really weird aside that they've just gone, why did you get to here? How did we explain all this? I don't need everything to be crystal clear. I want it to be chaos. And I'm hoping that when we finish, people are just going to be doing that. Just, you know, like people talk about the show and just trying to work out where it all fits into how they interpret it.
And I'm just thinking, you don't have to be a Shakespearean person anyway.
Oh,
I mean, if you've not heard anything much about him at all, still enjoy.
I think there is one line out of all of Shakespeare's plays in the entire show.
Oh, there you go.
It is all modern language, modern interpretation. We are definitely not putting you in a world where your knowledge needs to be there.
Good.
And we're hoping my narrator on board can bring you into our little world as it is. And get you on board with what we're trying to do. But for those people who are Shakespeare fans, there are some sly little nods in there that we're hoping that those Shakespeareans, people with a bit of background, they've got a little inside joke that they will just work with.
Good. Now, Dean, we could probably talk all day on this, but we shan't. But what a cracker. I mean, we love that you've brought the Shakespeare dying on stage to our attention. And who knew that one lazy afternoon in a Toronto bar would unleash this much Shakespeare mayhem on Moreton Bay, for goodness sake? Dean Mulls joins a long list of people and bard never saw coming. So catch Shakespeare dying on the stage at venues across the region this May as part of the Anywhere Festival. It's irreverent, It's ridiculous, and it's exactly the kind of theatre that we didn't know we needed. Don't miss it, and there is a whole lot more on 1015fm.com.au. Dean, can't wait to see the show, and thanks for coming into the studio today to talk about it.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, and thank you, 1015.